She meets them in acting classes, at the yoga studio, through friends of friends. Most of the time, they come to her home, the tiny Grove Street apartment that she and Beck share. She lets them in late, long after she has tucked her daughter into the cushiony pink softness of her comforter. Although some nights Beck is with her father, and the room sits empty. She makes the men tiptoe past the closed door of Beck's bedroom and leave before sunrise. But Beck has never been the kind of child to come searching for her in the night. She pours wine. She lights candles in her dark room. Sometimes she and her guests talk quietly for hours. On those nights, she fills and refills her wine glass until she can talk freely, but remember little. She tells lie after lie when he asks her questions. Better, so much better, when things don't get too personal. Sometimes there is no talking at all. Those nights are easier. On those nights, she drinks very little. She doesn't need any help taking the comfort her body craves. The men aren't all the same, but they might as well be. When the season is past, she can hardly distinguish one experience from another. She makes it a point not to. Certain things she shouldn't have. The soft pleasure of a dinner by candlelight,